Today, sunny and windy, high only 58.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday. Wednesday before Christmas.
The week before.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Only one week.
The seven days of Christmas. Yeah, that's it.
and Jim looks a lot like Santa's elf or helper.
Yes. I wish you can all see Jim Schmidt from Loan Depot. He is elf on a shelf. Yes, he is. He is a live version of elf on the shelf.
I'm glad this is just radio.
And we have Paula, a good friend of mine, Paula Givler. How are you?
She is on the
show today. She is from All County Complete Property Management.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
I wanted to read that small print.
The bottom.
Okay. So perfect. We're going to talk today. We have a great show for you. We're going to talk about her company. It's her own company, which is quite an accomplishment. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so we're going to chat a little bit about rentals. And then we're going to talk a little bit about all the scams out there, because there are quite a few. So that is our topic for today. And we also have JAG giveaways. Everybody knows
those.
That I'm a fan. I'm a fan no matter if they're winning or losing, because that's the way it is, right?
Minshew Mania.
That's correct.
I know about him. Yeah.
And I tell you, he's really moved up on my list, and he's already up there. But yeah, I hate the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm from California, so it's like SoCal hates the Raiders. So of any game that he could win, I am so proud that they won that one, because no matter what, they will go down in history.
Last home game, right?
The last home game for the Raiders.
Before they moved to Vegas. Yeah.
That they lost to us.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty sweet.
Indeed. So, indeed. Ready for next week.
Yeah, this week.
This week, rather, yes.
Yeah.
I heard it was an amazing ending, even though I missed the last quarter.
It was. It was quite impressive.
It was. So now if we can continue that. Again, it's that consistency. So we're excited. And, you know, I come from, I'm a very loyal person. I guess maybe that comes from my my background, maybe. But, you know, we need to turn out to be like Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, like Philly, like there's a lot of different Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, win or lose, they're behind their team.
Yep.
And, and we get that a lot out in, well, the Raiders too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diehard fans out there for sure. So win or lose, if I'm the only one standing there, trust me, I'll cheer enough for everybody. So that was a great weekend. What else you got for us, Jim? I mean, I know there's some changes coming up in lending.
Yeah, 2020, of course, I think we're all in that mode of looking ahead. And there is some pretty significant changes. Everyone might know. If you don't, there are some loan limits that fall under the umbrella for different products, conventional mortgages and FHA. Those are just two of the four main products. The loan limits are going to be increasing in 2020. In the past, for conventional, it's been about $484,000. Now it's going up over $500,000. And FHA is probably going up around another $20,000, $30,000. And what that means for the listeners is that you may not have been able to, based on credit, debt ratios, etc., fall under one of those programs, but now that these loan limits are increasing, that certainly should allow other people that have been not eligible to possibly be eligible. So pretty exciting stuff.
And what's nice. What's the limit right now for FHA?
FHA is 341-ish, I think is okay. Yep, and it's like I say, it's going up, I think, like 25 or 30,000. It unveiled here very recently, but of course each county is different.
Correct.
So we'll have all
those
final. That's
a good
point
figures. To bring up,
yeah,
because that's
exactly.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Because there's some high county limits. If you go down south, like in Miami and things like that, there's way different than it is here
of
in Jacksonville and other areas.
Or out in California.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. They're
so
going to be a little higher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be blasting all that information out, and I'm sure people will start to hear it because all the lenders are obviously unveiling this information. But as it really becomes available, you'll see it on, like, you know, all your local channels and things like that, I'm sure. Because, again, it's increasing more buying power for people that maybe just couldn't qualify for certain programs before.
Yes. And so we do want to remind people out there that if you want to refinance even,
mm-hmm.
you definitely want to call Jim Schmidt. And Jim, what is your phone number?
904-703-6162. 904-703-6162.
And I absolutely love working with Jim because you guys try to get everybody approved versus pre-approval.
Right.
You know, before we even get started. So,
yeah.
Which is really today, it's the best way to do it. So that way we don't get disappointed midway
right.
through the process. And, you guys go ahead and do all the work ahead of time for yeah. us, which makes our jobs just so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so when Jim tells me that you're approved for $250, you're approved for $250.
Golden ticket, absolutely.
Yes, we're ready to rock and find you your home and get it closed.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where it's located, because my poor friend Don, I'm going to front Don off, but it wasn't his fault. He thought he called my company and they told him that we didn't work the area he wanted to buy. Let me make something clear. My phone rings in my cell phone. So you talk to me directly. I don't have my people. A lot of people think I have people. No, I do customer service. So we have listed property down in Boca, Tallahassee, Pensacola.
Right.
And we are all over.
Coast to coast.
Yes. And even out in California. So I'm licensed in California. So if I cannot do it, I will find a realty executive office. You know, for some reason, if I cannot go down south for whatever reason, I will find somebody that is just as good as I am to match you with to get the job done. And I'm very passionate about what I do. And I love, absolutely love finding homes for people. Isn't that true, Paula? I mean, it's
a great business.
And it's no different in finding a rental. It's still mm-hmm. somebody's home. And it's so rewarding to find the match. You know, I know some people say they're matchmakers. You know, some real estate agents, they have it on their business card. But it is true. We are matchmakers.
Mm-hmm.
We try to find that perfect fit that you're going to just, you know, find that home that is perfect for your family with that white picket fence. We want to be the ones that find that for you. And it gives us so much pleasure. And I know it does for Jim as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like sitting at the closing table and have everyone excited mm-hmm. about getting those keys. And the same with it, you know, leasing property out. It's their home for, you know, how long they plan on staying there until they can afford to perhaps purchase a home. So, and I rented for some time. You know, temporarily. And so, you know, I've had both experience and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that rental for me was my home. You
well,
know?
And hopefully in a great investment for somebody that's going to make some money.
Yes.
Doing
it. Yeah.
And of course my landlord loved me because it was pretty sweet. I had it all decked out and did some improvements, but yeah, I treated it like my own, you know, we are definitely matchmakers, and we have the new year coming on.
You're
and
like
so,
eHarmony of like real estate and homes and stuff, right?
Exactly.
And we have giveaways.
Yeah, I'm seeing some Jag swag.
We've got some great. We even have a wireless speaker.
I saw AJ scoping that stuff out. Don't
I know.
I'm
not
taking that.
I'll stay in here.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
I'm in the other studio.
So stay tuned. When do you want to give this swag giveaway?
I guess we'll do it, like, you know, maybe at the beginning of
the next
after
break.
The break. Right after this break, we can come back and do it. And then the matchmakers. We'll be back here in just a few. What's that number again now to call in when you tell us about what you're going to give away?
For the swag, or if you have questions for us, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Welcome, welcome, and happy Wednesday, everybody. And I want to encourage you all to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like it, follow it. We have great articles on there. Anything we talk about on the show is going to be on there. We have Jim's information on there. We're going to have Paula's information on there if you're looking for rentals out there or you need somebody, a company, to list your rental with.
Yeah.
I highly recommend Paula Givler. And we'll have that on
it's like a stocking stuffer of good information on
it
there.
It is. And I have a really cool thing on there right now since it is the holiday. It's about how to wrap gifts.
Oh.
There is some unique stuff. It's unbelievable, and it looks really simple,
did
too.
Did it show that little diagonal trick I saw today?
Yes.
You know where the paper doesn't come to the point where you can wrap
oh,
it?
Oh, you did. You looked at it.
If you take the box and you can do this diagonal. Yes. I'm like, what?
I know. The
I
things
had no
they
idea.
Were, the things they were doing, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I also want to give a cheer out there to Wayne Weber from ADT. We had him here a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I mentioned other that I hadn't done my house. Well, it's all done.
Oh, you're totally
connected. I am locked down.
So do you have like the app and all that stuff?
I do. I'm all fancied up.
Cameras and all, huh?
Yes.
Cool.
That's great.
So you don't want to come to my place. I'll be waiting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, former police officer, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ba-boom.
Yeah. Guns. Yeah.
Little flashbang
good
going
for
off.
You. Yeah,
so.
That's got to feel good, too, though. I mean,
it does. It really
security.
Does. Yeah. It does. So I'm telling you, you guys need to do it. It's just, it's a great feeling to lock down the house. And it gives you a sense of security, as it should.
Yeah.
And
especially this time of year.
Exactly. Exactly.
A lot of vulnerability.
You have
going
those
days.
Pirates coming to take all your stuff. It's great to know when something gets delivered, and you can, you know, on your break, you can go home and get it, or, you know, whatever you need to do. But yeah, it's pretty nice.
Good.
So
good
now I'm
you.
Like always checking up front. I'm checking my door. It's like, you know, I'm playing with it. I still got to learn all the ins and outs of it, but
bells and whistles.
Yes, but it's very nice. Good. It's very nice. So I did get that done, and. So, Paula, tell us about your company. How long have you guys been in business? And because you're a fairly new company like mine,
yes.
Like me. I mean, you know, I opened my my business 3 years ago. Of course, before that, I worked for Watson and then went over to Exit to start my team. And then I opened a company, Realty Executives, there at Beach and Kernan. And I think you're just as old as I am.
I'm three and a half years. Yes.
There you go. That's awesome. So tell us how it got started. And,
sure.
And
I was in the Orlando area, and I worked for All County down there for 6 years. And
so
then
it's statewide.
It's actually nationwide.
Nationwide. Yep. Okay.
It's part of a corporation.
All right.
So. And then at some point, the people that own the location in Orlando, I told them I was ready to go as soon as my daughter went to college, and my bags were packed. So. We started looking around. We looked at Vegas, Dallas, Daytona, and we ended up, so my partners and I decided to do Jacksonville because it's such a growing market.
Right.
And so I moved here. I didn't know one person here. I started networking without
just
and
like
knowing
me,
anybody. And I love Jacksonville. It's been really good to me. There's some great people here, and the business is doing well.
And you really put yourself out there. I mean, to get your business going. I mean, you really do work at, you know, with all the real estate agents, and you've made great friendships here and great business connections. You've done it right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I've got a great staff, too.
How many people actually work for you?
I have two property managers now because one of my girls just got her license and she just started. She just got her second property. I'm so proud of her. But we've got a staff of four.
Cool. Very nice.
And just looking
and one of them I used to work with over at Watson.
Denisha Campbell. She's great.
Oh my God. She is such a hoot.
She is. We laugh a lot.
I bet you
have to in this business.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. I think I was crying for 8 hours yesterday. You also had a tough thing yesterday because when you texted me yesterday, you go, I've been putting out fires all day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's all I did yesterday for 8 hours.
Yeah.
I was so stressed by the end of the day.
I thought about calling your buddy at the fire, the fire chief. Anyways.
We need to be hosed down.
Yeah.
No kidding. But so how many rentals do you have right now? And tell us how that all works. How does somebody get a hold of you?
That's great. I have 200 now.
200?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
I know.
Seems like a lot.
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
We have lots available now, but now we're always looking for investors out there or somebody that, you know, military that maybe they didn't think they wanted to be an investor, but they, you know, they don't want to sell at this point. So we're here to help answer any questions. My phone number is 904-694-9400.
One more time.
904-694-9400.
Well, that's an easy number to remember.
It is. I like. Yeah. I got lucky.
Yes, you did.
And my email address is paula@allcountycpm.com.
It's easy breezy.
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
Now, you guys... do you guys end up dealing with a lot of fraud?
We have definitely dealt with fraud. We've taken measures to eliminate it. So now we haven't had to in a couple of years. But I've had it where I go to a house, one of my vacant houses, to just do a walkthrough, and there's people living there.
Squatters, whatever.
Yeah. Well, not squatters. They've actually paid somebody, moved in.
To your point, the fraud stuff, right?
Yes, okay. And then... And unfortunately, it's a, you know, a family with kids, and I have to call JSO, and they have
blow
to
your mind.
They come remove them from the property, and you just see, you know, these people's heart breaking in front of you.
Because they don't know that they probably did something wrong,
right? They have no idea, and they've just given all their money out to move into this property.
I can't even imagine.
It's terrible.
Got to be devastating for everybody.
Oh, my God.
And the other thing is, because it's a vacant property, I had the electric, you know, the utilities on there. So they just move right in, utilities on. They have, you know, none.
They have no idea.
No idea.
Like, this was so easy.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. Absolutely. If you have questions, because I tell you, this is a hot topic, because this is. Yeah. It's especially during the holiday season, we seem to find more people, unfortunately, that violate the law, and all of a sudden people are moving into our vacant homes. And so if you have questions about this, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And not too long ago, this was in November, Jacksonville Police, yes, I love JSO, Jacksonville police warned of real estate scam and arrested two men. Now, I'm just saying, not that I profile.
You would have to see these pictures, by the way, folks. Yes.
But too bad you guys can't see these pictures, because there is
suit,
not
thankfully.
A chance I would buy or sell anything from these two.
Well, they probably didn't see them. They just did everything online.
They probably did everything online.
Western Union.
Mm-hmm. But, we very seldom see this, though, where people are actually getting hooked up for it. And so this was actually, I remember this when it was on the news, because I laughed at the picture of them. But you're absolutely right. They probably never saw them. And so it's nice to see that JSO is taking this serious, and when they're putting people to jail over it, because sometimes it's hard to find them, because they use different methods, and then, you know, so trying to locate them through the different websites they use, and because they're all fake, and they have to break that all down.
And they may not even be even here, right? I mean,
they could be in another state. Mm. Yes.
I would love to know the story behind, you know, how they ended up getting to that point where they got arrested. I think it's great.
Yeah. They ended up getting a warrant for these two guys, and They swindled, unfortunately, a woman out of $4,000. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Gosh.
I don't care who you are. That's a lot of money.
And this is just in November, so now it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're probably being kicked out of the house, I assume.
Yeah, we do see it. And so we're going to talk about, you know, what these scams look like. And Craigslist. That's huge on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook.
Facebook Marketplace. Huge. You see there's a section for rentals. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of my listings have been on there. You know, and of course,
some of your own listings.
Oh, yeah.
I think Craigslist has kind of turned into a place that you probably wouldn't want to do something that important there.
Yeah, but they do. I mean, unfortunately, people do.
You know, I know it's so local violent. In every area around, every major area around the country, but still, there's been a lot of bad things that have happened with Craigslist in the past decade. Mm.
There has been. And so, other than, you know, maybe selling a bike or, you know, stuff in the house you want to get rid of, I probably wouldn't use Craigslist for about anything else.
Yeah, if you're going to buy an old used couch or something, maybe it's all right.
Correct. You know, when you're trying to.
But even then, they say sometimes if you're dealing in certain items, to go to the local police substation and, you know, show the item or whatever, you know, because people could be casing your house. If you invite them to your house, they're checking everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they aren't sincere about this other than to bop you over the head.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'll bop them over the head. Yes.
All right. You used to do that a lot in Long Beach, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Queen bopper.
Yeah. Now we're going to give a giveaway coming up here at the half hour.
We're going to give the wireless Jags speaker.
It's a Bluetooth speaker, I take it?
It is.
Wow.
Wireless Bluetooth speaker. Jags logo and everything on it.
So if you want this, you need to call in at 831-0600. That's 831-0600, 904 area code.
What do you want to take? The caller number four?
Let's do number four.
Number four.
Oh. Let's get this.
This is wireless. Wireless speaker, right?
It makes a great Christmas gift, too, and I'll get these in the mail by Friday.
All right. Bluetooth action. Caller number four, You know that number, and if you don't, here it is, 831-0600. Anita and her guests return in just a couple minutes, and hopefully we'll have our winner then.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal appeals court says the individual mandate of former President Obama's health care law is invalid, but other parts of the law need further review. Wednesday's 2-1 ruling was handed down by a 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The panel agreed with Texas-based U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor's 2018 finding that the law's insurance requirement, the so-called individual mandate, was rendered unconstitutional when Congress in 2017 reduced a tax on people without insurance to zero. The court reached no decision on the big issue, how much of the Affordable Care Act must fall along with the insurance mandate. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 27 points to 28,239. The NASDAQ rose by 4 points. The S&P 500 declined 1, oil up to $60.97 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. 2 days after a statewide Amber Alert was issued, two missing Jacksonville siblings are home safe. Police say 6-year-old Braxton Williams and 5-year-old Bria were found unharmed in a broken-down pump house about a quarter mile from their home. Investigators do not suspect anything other than the fact that the kids just wandered off. The siblings were found in relatively good health and good spirits, as the first thing they asked for was a cheese pizza. And by now, your Christmas tree has been in your house long enough to become a fire hazard.
Trees, once they ignite, they go up rapidly. And once that fire occurs, it starts to catch other things on fire.
That's Orange County Fire Marshal David Kilbury. He reminds folks to keep their trees watered and make sure there's no frayed electric cords. Also, make sure you have working smoke detectors in your home. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're still seeing major delays because of an accident on the East Beltway on 295 southbound before Beach Boulevard. Also, there's an accident on the West Beltway, 295 northbound before the Buckman Bridge, and another crash on 295 at the northbound Rampton-Normandy Boulevard. Clear and cold tonight, low 35, Thursday sunny and windy, high only 58.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first 5 in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 20th at 7 p.m., the Jacksonville Icemen take on the Atlanta Gladiators at ByStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, December 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on social media, so look me up, please.
Hello.
Glad you're
here in the studio. Got a great group today. Good to have Paula here and James. Jim. I guess you're more of a Jim. You're not really a James.
You're not his daddy.
No, especially in green. Okay.
Yeah, he's our elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
All right. And we'd like to congratulate Claudie Telford. He was caller number 4 from St. Augustine. He's getting the Bluetooth speaker.
Awesome. Right. Good deal. We like that.
And he says he's listening at work. I didn't get the work name, but he is at work, and we appreciate that, Claudie, and congratulations.
We won't tell his HR department.
Yes. No, we won't.
He may own the business like you guys.
Exactly. You never know. Well, if you have questions for Paula, please give us a call in the studio at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We got Paula Givler with All County Complete Property Management. And so if you're thinking about leasing your property, give her a call.
Now is the time. I mean, and this is like, I mean, it's kind of funny just talking about this for just a little bit now. There's some things that have already gone through my mind that if I'm even hearing this and renting, I absolutely want to call, because it would just be normal to go through a channel that clearly is fraudulent, you know, or
I know there's
the right
a lot of people that like to do it themselves.
Yeah.
But with all the fraud that's going on, you really should go through someone like Paula.
Right.
It just makes it easier for you. And if the house is vacant, then I would say you really need to hook up with a property management company. You guys can just list it, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys want, obviously, the full,
right?
You know, you want the commitment, but understand that there's a lot of, I hate to tell people this, but you can, you know, if you want to do it yourself, you can put it in the multiple listing for a fee. So that way it's on the multiple listing, and which then will go to Zillow, Trulia, all these home sites. There's a million of them now out there. And so it'll auto populate into that. So, you know, if you take some steps to do it, perhaps a different way. I don't want to say the correct way, because doing it yourself is also correct, but to do it the safe, maybe a way, you can do that and put it into the multiple listing. You just have to find a real estate company or a property manager.
Because they're going to get a lot more traction using her services than...
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I think when you get realtors involved in the transactions on both sides, I think you're going to find a more quality tenant.
I will agree with that.
Good point.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking during break. We were chatting about, we have Josh. Josh, welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. I actually just tuned in, and I heard, the first thing I heard was something about investing. And I thought, I'm going to ask, because we actually just bought our first house. And we basically put the house in just one of our names, so that in the future, if we do want to get into real estate, we possibly buy another property for a rental. My question is, I've never thought about actually just finding somebody that's already done all that and maybe investing. What's your advice on, should, if I want to get into real estate, should we consider just investing in somebody that's already done it, or should we try to buy a second property?
Well, I think you called the right place, because we've got Anita over here who can source those investment properties for you. Jim over here can help you with the loan for those investment properties. And then, you know, I could take over after that, find a quality tenant for you and manage the hassle for you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I did have one question. I think it's funny. I'm also a fan of Dave Ramsey, and, you know, he made his money with real estate as well.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had them on.
Why is it that? Oh, really?
We had them on the show. Yes.
That's cool.
I'm due to have them back.
Why is it that most people tell you when you start talking about possibly getting into real estate or buying properties and renting them out or something, they're like, no, don't do it, don't do it. But it's usually the people who are making a lot of money doing it. So if it was really something that they don't want to do.
You won't ever hear me say that, because this is my thought on property. You should never sell it. Okay. Now, not everybody has that luxury, of course, and we have to sell it to bump up to our next home. But a lot of us aren't investors. And you should at least keep them for 5 to 7 years before you turn around and sell them. Are you by chance even part of Yellowbird? Connect.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
It's called Yellowbird Connect. If you're an investor.
I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely need to hook up. I could hook you up with some very good people that will, they put on these seminars like once a month, and I think they're going to start right after the new year. It's going to be off of, I think, the San Jose Golf mm-hmm. Club out there.
Right.
Yeah, because they had them over here for some time off of a beach in Hodges at the golf club there. But they'll get hundreds of people there, but I even go to them. You learn so much about investing and how to do it properly. And it's just a good tool, and they give tons of resources. And just the first hour is just meeting everybody that's there, and you will meet a lot of people, you know, contractors and whatnot that work with investors at the site. It is outstanding, and I love my friends over at Yellowbird Connect. And so you can find them also on Facebook under, of course,
it's called Yellowbird. Yeah, I'll look that up.
Yep, yeah. Yellowbird Connect.
I think when he asked that question, my first thought, and you almost kind of said something, is the word properly stood out, because I think there's a lot of people that say, no, don't do it, because they may have either failed miserably on their own, or they know people that thought they had done it properly, but yet in hindsight, they just never were in a position to set them up for success. That's like doing anything else in life.
Yeah,
so.
And I would love to meet with you, Josh, just to sit down and we can pick each other's brain and see where you're headed. And I could just, you know, maybe help you out with a little of my experience. And
oh, that'd be great. I've learned everything in my life from other people that have done stuff.
So I would love that opportunity with you. You can always find me on Facebook at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I also put out my phone number on this, so I will repeat it so that way you can either eventually write it down or memorize it. You can always also Google my name, Anita Hiles.
Hook him up, AJ.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Give him my phone number, AJ.
I sure will. Just hang on. Well, okay, we'll get Josh. Just hang on the line there, okay?
Thanks, Josh.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
Hey, good luck, man.
Yes, it's always, you know, what's great about our business is, you know, a lot of people think that I would say, no, you know, sell it, you know, because I want the listing. But, you know, I always tell people, if you don't have to sell your property, keep it. In fact, the house that I moved into, it's a small little house. Jim, you've been to it. Yep. I'm going to do some work. Actually, Paula, you've been to it too. I've had both of you guys there. You know, and I'm going to do some work to it because it needs to get to my standard. It needs a little bit of work. And but I bought that for my son.
Oh, wow.
I have no intention to get rid of that house. Mm-hmm. Now, I might stay in it for, you know, tax purposes for 2 years. Maybe three. I really do hate moving, but I want to get another house for him.
That would make
now, he doesn't
rental.
Know this, and I know he's not listening.
He's overseas serving for our country.
Yeah, he's in Afghanistan. But, you know, I'd like to leave him something. And so my goal is to pay off as much as I can and then go to another house and rent this one out for him and then just live in the other one for a couple years. And I'll keep doing that till I, you know, pass out. And go to the bigger sky. But if you know, and not everybody has a luxury, you know, like I said, we need that equity to get into the next home, you know, but if you can, and you know, these young people that I get, you know, from the military, it's like, who cares if you're going to get stationed someplace else? Don't sell it. Keep it.
Especially in this market.
Yes. And buy a cheap house. This is not your forever home. You're just staying here for maybe 3 to 5 years. Buy under what you're qualified for, so you can turn around and rent it out, and call Paula.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you end up someplace else, you can buy a house there. But buy a house for $150,000 or $175,000.
Right.
You know, your monthly payment is going to be nothing.
Yep.
It's going to be absolutely nothing. You know, it beats renting right now.
Yep.
You know, at some of these apartment complexes.
The rental costs are sky high.
Yeah. It's so easy to cash flow.
Well, because it's hot. That's
right.
Why.
Right.
It's a hot market for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it is a little bit pricey, but supply and demand. Mm-hmm. Right? Right?
Yeah.
And well, I imagine the vacancy rates are probably pretty low right now, Paula, right?
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
So that drives it up further.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Although around the holidays, it gets
Yeah. Well, I guess probably after the new year starts, things pick up.
I've got a tumbler. I got a Jags tumbler to give away.
Matte black. A cool matte black Jaguars tumbler. It's a 32 ounce, I believe.
Yes. And there might be a gift card inside.
I know my
Oh, could be a gift card.
That's a bonus.
And what are we going to take? We're going to go for number four again?
Let's do number five.
Oh, caller number five. 831-0600. That's 831-0600. What do you got again?
It is the tumbler. It is a...
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Paula Giffler in the house.
Hello, hello.
If you need to lease your property out or you need to lease a property, Paula is the one to call. She is my main person. It's 904-694-9400. That is her phone number, 904-694-9400. And I will have this information on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And so if you guys need to be hooked up, the key thing is especially right now with all the fraud out there, you need to be careful. For the audience out there, you know, if people are asking you to give money ahead of time or to mail the money to them before you know, to like reserve your slot. Or if it's a 2,000 square foot home and they're offering it for $850, it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. Okay.
The old adage works there pretty well.
You know, it's so true. In fact, we've got too much information to give out, AJ, that we're not going to do hot properties today.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you told me. Also, if I could just jump right in for you guys, I don't want to mess up your continuity when you get started here. But Joe Ballard of Jacksonville was our caller number five. So congratulations, Joe.
That's great. He's going to love this. Yeah. This is a great thing. And we're going to throw in a gift card in there.
Yeah.
He's going to love it. But yeah, you just got to be careful. You got to use common sense. And because these guys are good, you know,
they're good. And, you know, that what I was talking about earlier is, I think the reason some people get scammed is maybe they're desperate for a rental. Maybe they have bad credit and they can't go to a professional company. So they do end up going to Craigslist. You just got to be careful. Again, if it sounds too good to be true,
yes,
it is.
And you know what? A lot of times, too, a lot of these companies, like Paula's, even though you have not a great credit score, they still might be able to work with you. So until you call them and chat with them, and I know what I do is I always ask them for their, you know, the last 3 years of their W-2, mm-hmm. you know, to show that consistency with employment. Because, you know, a lot of people are still recovering from having short sales and foreclosures. And so we know that, and we take that into consideration.
We do try to work with people.
Yes. And so, you know, we look at your track record. Okay. Well, you've worked at the same place for 5 years or 3 years or 10 years. And so you have that steady paycheck coming in on a regular basis. And so we look at the whole package. And so if you guys are out there and you're thinking, okay, nobody's going to rent to me, give Paula a call. Because if she can't help you, she might be able to at least direct you to, you know, who to contact and
most
stuff.
Definitely.
And if you've been scammed or you think it's a scam, the best people to contact is JSO. I'm going to list quite a few phone numbers on my Facebook page. There are quite a few numbers because there's a lot of county numbers you can call as well to report. You know, there's consumer numbers, phone numbers out there and whatnot. But JSO, it has a specific unit, the Economic Crimes Unit, that deals with this. And I'm sure they're the ones that probably arrested these people back in November. And we are all for, you know, if they could hook these people up, I mean, that, because it makes us look bad. And I tell you what, my phone blows up when I have, you know, that somebody took my listing and put it into Facebook, you know, marketplace as a rental for $850 with the 2,000 mm-hmm. square feet. And I'm glad that the people call, though, because they'll drive by and they see my sign out front, which these guys always say, well, no, she hasn't picked up her sign yet. You know, she's not a good realtor. We're getting rid of her or whatever. The stories they tell them, it's incredible. But they end up calling me, and which I appreciate because I can let them know, yes, you are being scammed.
Facebook Messenger or Messenger Marketplace is another place. You just got to be careful.
Yes, yes. And Craigslist.
Oh. And it's happening with vacation rentals now, too.
It is.
They're not getting away with it as much with the residential, so now they're moving on to vacation rentals. So you've got to be careful there as well.
Yes, and there, you know, that usually happens again, that it's somebody who's not using a company. Mm-hmm. Because these companies, throw out some names out there.
HomePath or Airbnb.
Yes, exactly. And so when you're using these companies, they do their due diligence and you have to pay them. And, you know, because I'm sure they take a cut of it for the advertising and whatnot.
But what they're saying is these people try to lure them off of those sites with their own URL that you click onto. So just be careful.
Yeah, that's hard to catch that. But yeah, you got to pay attention. And always just, you know, I know my sister did this. She relocated to, you know, Washington State, and she's in a rental because they still have their home that I'm going to be putting on the market. They're not ready to put it on the market, but they're going to. And before she buys one out there, and I remember when she called me and she goes, "The guy wants me to send him money." I'm like, "What?
Don't do that."
Yeah, don't do that, please. Yeah. So they have different ways, but there, this fraud is very real. And if you're not sure, you can always contact a local real estate agent. And hopefully it's someone like myself or Paula that, hey, I will try my best to verify that it's correct for you. You know, I mean, I'm not absolute, but I'll give it a shot to. And you can always Google people. Oh, my God. Use social media. Find them.
We have so many.
If you can't find these
ways,
people.
Exactly. So many ways to verify if the information you're getting is correct. Just do your due diligence.
Absolutely. We do not want anybody to be scammed. And it seems to be the way. And I'm grateful that JSO is on top of it. But if you feel that you are being scammed, please give them a call. Give us a call so we can help you verify that everything is, in fact, correct. So tell us more about your business, because tell us how people can get a hold of you. And you've got about 200 rentals. And I know you're always on top of it. Your phone's always going off and you're answering the call all the time. And so you seem to have a fantastic business at All County Complete Property Management.
We have a great business model. And within my organization, we're there to answer questions. If you know, just have some questions, maybe you're thinking about investing, or you have questions about, you know, property management in general, just give me a call. My number is 904-694-9400. 904-694-9400. Or you could email me, paula@allcountycpm.com. I could also help you figure out what something should rent for, all the legwork. And I do work with a lot of realtors.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll be the first one to stand up for Paula. She has a great reputation. Donates a lot of her time to our business, which I appreciate. You just got done serving your yearly duty as president of the Women's Council.
I did.
And that's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun, and made some great relationships through it. It's great.
You did. And we appreciate your service to us. And I've got a few. We've got a few minutes left, and we have tons of properties, guys. This is the time that we want you to give us a call, because even if you're going to be listening in 3 months, 4 or 5 months, please give us a call so we can come and take a look at your house. And it takes a while to get a home prepped, and because we want to get the most money for you. You can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And you can always find me on social media at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I have all my information on there. I will have Paula's information on there. So if you need your home listed, you need me to buy a new home, I am your gal for the new year for 2020. And I will be home during the holiday. So if you need to reach out and get started.
Me too.
Yeah. In fact, I think we're going to be hanging out together. So yeah. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I want to tell you to have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will be on next week, which is Christmas Day, so still tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back in the new year, right?
New Year will be New Year's Day, and probably most likely, but those will be some best of programs.
So is that 2 weeks off for me?
Now you'll be off for 2 weeks, and then we'll get together that following Wednesday live back here at WBOB. And we hope everybody does have a happy holiday season.
And
of course, Merry Christmas.
And
I guess Hanukkah is the same as Christmas this year. That's interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so happy Hanukkah as well.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great season, and it's getting here rapidly, 1 week away.
It is. And happy Hanukkah to Rabbi Shmuley.